The APC flag bearer, Dr. Hassan Ayaraga, says minors who were seen at the Congress yesterday were not delegates of the party. He said the laws of the country does not allow minors to vote, adding that the children must have followed their parents there. Dr. Ayaraga said it is unfortunate that some delegates were prevented from entering the venue due to improper dressing. He said there is no code of dressing for voting, therefore the action must be condemned with all certainty. He spoke with Abraham Donko on Behind the News.
It's a working day, and most of the kids are on midterms. Definitely, if their parents are going out for the national delegates, will not leave them at home. I personally had to bring my own children because I don't want to leave them home. It doesn't mean they're delegates. It's just an opportunity for them to enter. It doesn't make them a delegate. Don't forget, nowhere in our country that allows a 12-year child to vote. This is a newly formed political party. People should concentrate on our mission, vision, and policies that we're putting on board and stop talking about rental crap. How can a 12-year-old man or child vote, please?
There's another issue that came up during the Congress. Some delegates were sacked because they were improperly dressed.
I don't think code of dressing determines one's ability to vote or inability not to vote. If I decide to wear slippers or wear shoes, I don't think it has any technical code in the process of voting. So if people decide to wear t-shirt, don't forget it was raining. Some people in the process were wet and has to remove probably the top and leave it down. These are delegates. Where in our laws prevent people from dressing to vote? Because stop anybody from voting if he decides to wear salawati. That's what they can afford. I was the people who need the change. I mean, very people you saw there who were wearing slippers and salawati. These are the people who were suffering.
Perhaps, Doc, that matter perhaps did not come to your attention, but it has been reported that they were prevented by security men at the premises.
Yes, we had over 200 policemen in front of the gate.
Yes.
And if they decide that your code of dressing will not be allowed to go in, that should not be the way. That's what I'm saying. We have different class of people in our country. We have those who are the first, second class citizens. And if a third class citizen happens to be a member of the APC who thinks that he or herself deserves a change and want to change and decide to come and vote or join the APC and it's a delegate, you can't sack that person. You don't have that authority or power to stop somebody from voting because of the code of dress. I don't think it's right if it happens.